prayer. We humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessings on this council. Direct and prosper our deliberations for the glory and welfare of the people of this Shire and throughout Australia. Amen. Welcome, councillors. Special welcome to our members in the gallery and speakers. What we'll do is we'll go through our opening requirements, and then we will open the floor. We'll suspend standing orders and allow Steve and Amanda to speak. All right. I wish to acknowledge that this meeting is taking place on Wiradjuri land, and we acknowledge the elders past, present and emerging. The council is reminded of their statement of ethical obligations, and also that the webcasting of the council meeting takes place and will be available shortly after, in the next day or two. We have an apology from Councillor Hunter. Somebody like to move that apology? Councillor Walker, Councillor Rockcliffe, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Requests for leave of absence or attendance via audio visual link? No requests. Confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting, 19th of February 2024. Councillor Matthews, seconder. Councillor Day, no issues there. I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Thanks, carried. Declarations of pecuniary and non-pecuniary interest. It being nil. Could I get someone to move to suspend standing orders? Thanks, Councillor Marston. Councillor Rockcliffe, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carry. Okay, well, it gives me pleasure to welcome everyone in the gallery, and Steve and Amanda are going to speak, so we'll throw the floor over to you, Steve, if you want to kick off.
Mayor, councillors, council official, and the members of the gallery. There's been a proposal where South Park Arts is involved in the potential sewer extension, timeframe unknown at this point. Just the difficulties that are going to arise, partly are due to history, was Northside was very simple. We went straight from North Shore collection to sewer. No drama. No one had any skin in the game. But South Lockhart has been a victim of the times. It was a thriving centre of Lockhart in the past. It then became the forgotten corner, to the point where a senior council official, we inquired to get some curb and gutting at our own expense, and we were told that in the eyes of council, South Lockhart didn't exist. Times have changed. We're now in the spotlight a little, and you know, development is happening over there in quite a few different forms. But while we've got the development happening and stuff, this sewer proposal is quite a way off, but it will potentially affect either the people that are here or in the future. There'll be future residents. And the thing is that now everyone has got complying systems that have been inspected, whatnot, all installed at a fairly great cost. You know, they're looking at about 15 grand now. There's a number of new ones gone in quite recently. And yeah, there's an upkeep to them. The reports are done to council on the inspections of those quarterly. So, yeah, there's a fair obligation people have taken on already with their own waste management. These things are environmentally friendly because there's a water saving. You know, there's a lot going for them on those larger areas, but I think we'll all concede that development is inevitable in some form in South Rockhart. And, what we don't want to do is have development at the expense of existing residents and who have actually complied with it to date, put money on the line. And while it may not even be this council and it may not even be this bunch of residents when it happens, the problem is not going to go away, because between now and when and if it happens, there is going to be a whole lot of new installations if development does take place. So all those people will then be affected. So the problem isn't going to go away. It's potentially going to get a lot more difficult. So what we propose is that council will have to take into account that our residents in South Lockhart have a financial burden that they've already borne. Any future change will probably will change their rates, and if there's connection fees and things imposed, on and on it goes. New development is probably not so bad. A greenfield site and that is pretty simple, but you've got a smattering of residential. Again, we've got the victim of zoning in the past. We've got light industrial. We've had cheaper land there, so people have bought larger blocks to run either backyard businesses or to have a larger block to live on. And those particular developments are conducive to a septic system rather than a sewer. So if we've got the problem we've got, as I say, is ongoing, and it will be still there in the future. So we need, if going forward with whatever residence group and whatever council is in place, we need full consultation, because as you're aware, the Australian people have a distrust of government at all levels and authority in general. So they like to see things up front and in your face, rather than bureaucrats speak, hidden in newsletters or anything like that. And not hidden, but under a name that really doesn't seem to have any reference to the subject at hand. That's all I'm asking on behalf of the residents of South Lockhart is full consultation. Be aware that these guys have put their hard-earned money in complying to this point. We realise that this development may be a long way off, but as I say, it's not going away. And just needs to be noted that on record that serious consultation will have to take place before the development it goes ahead in whatever form it goes. So, thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Did you, Amanda, did you want to say?
So you just want to clarify a few things that's said regarding South Lockhart. We, at this point in time, because we all do have compliant septics, there has been about approximately 5 to 6 new septics gone in. People have upgraded or have built and put new septics in. As I said, they're very expensive. It's about $150 to $180 a quarter for us to have our septics inspected and stay compliant. Whether this comes in the future or whether this comes later, those access fees are going to put a major strain on people's budgets, even if we don't want sewerage. We're happy to accept sewerage from Federal Street, Reed Street and Osborne Street, as they are residential lots, mainly through there, and they are set up for residential, which is a prime area for that sort of thing, and an expansion there. Anything south of that, we would like to stay in our large acreage areas. We're happy reusing our water. We look after our water, we save water, and we're all very compliant. But ideally, structurally, Federal Reed, but for those people who are on there and already have existing septic, we'd like the council to consider the fact that we are compliant, we've already paid a lot of money, so that if the sewer does go through, that those residents are actually looked a little bit closer and have those fees waived. in such time as they do actually want to connect to a system.
Thank you.
So if, you know, we'd like that to be done, and also we'd like a little bit more transparency.
Can I just ask a question? So far, how has the consultation been?
For the residents?
Yeah.
From point A, so how we got to here? Absolutely appalling.
The consultation process was marked by the titling in the newsletter and stuff. It wasn't specific enough that it brought to a lot of people's attention initially. But we had a meeting with two of the council officials here, which was very satisfactory. Yeah, so up until that point, it was a bit ordinary. But once we got to a point where we got face-to-face, then it's improved markedly.
To be fair, though, until council actually approved the report, nothing was set in concrete, because we're obligated to undertake the integrated water cycle management plan, and obviously we were looking at funding for upgrading the sewer system at Lockhart, which badly needs sewering. The process was there any other areas? So as far as until that report was confirmed by council and we get the funding for it, you know, nothing can happen. But as far as consultation goes, Steve, I would hate to think that we wouldn't consult with you, but again, I can't lock you into what the next council or the council after that will do, rest assured, the situation will be thoroughly discussed, and people will be kept informed.
The problem we had nobody really knew anything about it that it affected when it comes to the South Lockhart residents, because we had, you know, things in the mayor's report. Now, with something that is so large and does affect that South Lockhart community, if your only way of communicating with the residents is going to be through this, it would be nice to actually see it on a page or a page or something, but have it clearly defined so that people can actually understand it, because a lot of people do not understand that something was in here about a habitat. We're doing the proposal on one of the proposals. In no way to a general person does that indicate that that had an effect for them and their lifestyle, the way they live or where they live. So it's very, very hard. This thing, like I went back through it and there is a lot of little things in here as a whole, but they are little things very, very easily for the general person to understand. Just probably a little bit of plain English and something a little bit more defined so people actually understand that it affects them.
Councillors, any questions?
Just one. The sewage system you got in now, how long do you think they'll last?
About 50. Yeah. Well, most people, there's been about 5 or 6 septics done recently, and a few of those were upgraded from previous older systems. The lifespan of a septic is, I can't even remember now for the life of me. Sorry?
So I think it's 25 years.
Thank you. About 25 years. Most of us now have gone for the newer environmental.
Yep.
So the water, basically, well, I know my system myself, my water is drinkable when it comes out. But don't drink it, but it's so, you know, we're all very environmentally conscious. But, you know, and we want to keep using our water. It saves us money. We've put the money in, we want to keep saving money and doing what we can for the environment, especially when we have drought years.
Let me tell. How long is this project anticipated before we start?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, so that
was, I guess, the unknown in terms of the timing, because it's all dependent on council successfully getting grant funding. So there's no start date as such, because if we don't get the funding, then council wouldn't be in a position to do any of the work.
Yeah, so it could be 3, 4, 5, 7 years before it starts.
Correct.
Even longer?
Even longer, yes.
Right, yeah.
Because the funding is competitive across the state. So the sewering of South Lockhart would, well, even with our own plan, is not the highest priority. The highest priority would be the treatment plant. But then that's competing against all other projects. All other councils have to do the same process we do in integrated water cycle management study, our strategy. And then they all have their own priorities that come out of those, and then the state government allocates funding across the state.
So, Director, the key to the whole process is the out of the recycled water. It's old, it's in trouble, we need to replace it. Is that correct?
It's the treatment plant.
The treatment
plant. Not specifically the recycled.
No, right. The treatment plant requires upgrading, right?
Yes.
And that was where the whole thing started from, right? I believe, right? The need to upgrade the... Am I right in my assumption?
I think through Mr. Mayor, every council is required to go through the process of the IWCM.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the timing of that
is. Ours is very old.
Correct. But but every IWCM identifies what those issues are.
No, but it was the starting point. Now, is the other work that's required integral to that plan? I mean, could you do the plan out there to start with without necessarily doing stage two or stage three? Or another stage? So you could. It's not like the amount of... liquid's going to be provided out there had to be done with something, but they are, you know, linked together.
The treatment plant could be done independent of the sewering.
Yeah, no. And as part, the funding is for that as well.
Well, through Mr. Mayor, council would apply for both separately, funding separately. So the treatment plant would be would keep council's priority. So we'd apply for funding to do the treatment plant, and then we would be eligible if it's. Gets adopted. So whatever gets adopted in the plan, council can apply for funding. If it's not in the plan, then we can't apply for the funding. So if this sewering of South Lockhart is in the plan, then at some point in the future, council could apply for state government funding to complete that.
Thank you. Councillor Crystal.
Just to clarify, and thank you for your presentation. So your main issues are, first of all, wanting to know what exactly going on in plain English, that's number one.
Yes.
Number two, the cost. And number three, maybe environmental.
The cost is that not so much for future development, but it's we just don't want to disadvantage people that have already give them a double whammy in that they've already paid a lot of money for a compliance system. And be faced with something there.
But if that compliance system was in, you know, with the consultation around, you know, the council
if the council could give us, as I said, you know, some sort of consideration that those with compliance septics that do not reach double meters will not be charged per lot as per the proposal. Each lot has a different charge depending on your zoning. So most of the lots in South Lockhart, south of Federal Street, are either farmland or they're used as horse paddocks. Like personally, mine, most of my property is for my horses, which each lot would be an access fee. Even though I don't want it, I have no dwellings on those. They are horse paddock.
Thank you.
It's a lot of farming.
Yeah, no,
and that's it. Like, if we've got compliance septics, you know, at this point in time, if people want to build later and they want to hook into a line, awesome, go for it. But for those who don't, we don't want to be charged more than what normal residents are being charged. Because people who just hook into it without septic are paying quarterly fees for compliance and maintenance.
We did come into a similar situation when we extended the sewer at the Rock, where a lot of those were on larger lots and had enviro systems, etc.
I think we were able to secure sufficient funding at that stage to make it fairly attractive for people to come onto the system, and I think there was time given for people to join the system. But I think the director has told me we've still got to apply for the funding. We haven't been guaranteed any funding. There's no guarantee it'll happen this year or next year. All I can give you as an undertaking from this council is that we will keep you informed of any issues as they arise, and certainly hope with the succession of the new council that will continue as well. But again, we do appreciate you coming in and putting your point of view and putting it across very succinctly with having read all your letters and doing that. So that's good. It gives council good feedback, and that is something that we're always keen to get, is feedback as to how our message is going out, whether it's getting to the right people, and whether they, more importantly, do they understand the message that's going out. So thank you, Steve and Amanda, for that. Has anyone else got any other questions? Did you have anything you wanted to add?
I just wanted to ask before I actually leave here today, for every resident of South Lockhart, for their own peace of mind, that the council do actually take into serious consideration whether this happens in 5 years or 10 years, that cost factor for them, so that nobody, like, we're not disadvantaged because of a sewer line that we don't want.
Well, as I say, I can't lock in what the future council do is, but all I can say is that we will keep you informed as to the progress of the funding and all those other issues.
Appreciate the council's time.
Thank you.
And, you know, hearing our grievances, some of them may seem a little trivial, but for people...
But they're important to you.
They are important. So thank you again for your time, and we look forward to consultation in the future.
Good on you. Thanks, Steve. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
I'll have someone move us back into Marsden County and Bristol. All those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against, carry. There's no Merrill Minute. Welcome to Stowe, or go. That's quite okay.
Thank you.
Report on mayoral and council activities.
I attended the Peace Town celebration, which was very good.
And Peace Town, yes, yes.
Yeah, that was good.
Councillor Day, would you want to include that as well?
On 23rd of February, attended on behalf of council together with Dr. Joanne Gerd, the manager and manager of council representatives, in conjunction with Rotary and schools and community organisations, the 25th anniversary of Lockhart being an advocate family. Lockhart. On the 25th of February, I attended the South Lockhart Eastern Citizens Meeting regarding the role of water cycle management strategy, Director of Engineering, and Director of Environment and Traffic. And everyone is I'll have a full report at the next meeting of the ARBL conference that I was attending at Macquarie University in Sydney on the 15th of April.
Thank you, Councillor Day. Any others? Councillor Driscoll?
Riverina Water on the 22nd of February and Rewalk on the 23rd.
I suppose we should have put in there, Mr. General Manager, that we did a tour of the new fire station at the Apple Rock. Very impressive, I must admit. What day did we do that?
Friday.
Friday. 8th of March. Yeah, just put in there the 8th of March along with the GM. We inspected the new rural fire service station at the Rock, yes.
On behalf of Councillor Matthews, I attended the Progress Association.
Okay, thank you. Somebody like to move those? Thank you, Councillor Sharp.
Taking it.
Councillor Rockliffe, thank you. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Good notice of the motion is nil. Committee reports. We have the minutes of the meeting of the Lockhart Shire Council Audit Risk and Improvement Committee held virtually. And there's some big issues coming up there for us to attend to. Fair value of infrastructure, property, plant, equipment, assets. Cyber security, green income. You're going to need every penny you can get. Somebody like to move that the recommendation of the minutes of Lockhart Shire Council Audit Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on the 6th of March be received and noted. Councillor Walker, Councillor Marsden. Questions, comments? If not, I'll put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Delegates' reports, Riverina Water County Council Board meeting. I'm sure you've all got your copy there. Riverina Eastern Organisation of Councils. Thank you, Councillor Driscoll, for deputising for me at that.
Then come back to the Eastern Riverina Regional Organisation of Council. Yeah, the Rerock Circular, oh, we're onto it, Rerock, aren't we? We haven't finished yet, have we? I'll keep going.
All right, okay. Okay. Okay.
Big book.
The, okay, somebody move, recommendation for the delegates' reports be received. Somebody move, Councillor Day. Do you have a question?
Just to, if I could say, that date was the 4th of March, yeah, Progress Association.
4th of March, okay. Recommendation that delegate report be received. Mover, Councillor Walker, Councillor Sharp. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Status report.
Sorry, can I question?
Sorry, Councillor Matthews.
The new staff member, Peter Dale, we were observing on the project office in Lockhart Tuesday evening, 19th of March, the Rock on Wednesday. That's tomorrow here. Can you get the here?
What time? Any idea what time?
5:30. 5:30.
You're at
5:30. Sorry, the question is, Mr. Mann,
what time is the meeting here at the
after the
Rerock
networking event?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomorrow is 5:30 here and 5:30 at the Rock on Wednesday. Cool. Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Matt. I'll put that again. Delegate. Did we accept that? All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Right. Status report. Praise of correspondence received. We're on page 6. Page 7. Good to see we've got a few expressions of interest in the being a councillor.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, we've put it on Facebook and the newsletter. We've got three, and it's sort of stayed at three for a little while. I'm not sure if we'll get any more.
And I'm pretty sure there's one more coming.
Yes,
that's okay. From the Rock. Okay.
The other thing we can run with that and engage local government New South Wales. The other option we have, I think, even for the online version, I think they'll take up to a maximum of about 15 participants. So if we wanted to, we could throw it open to other regional councils to share the cost with us. Yeah. Up to a certain number.
Yep. That'd be a good way to defray some of the costs if we could. Yeah. All right. Have we got an end date for those EOI?
We didn't put an end date, no. I don't think. Did we on the Facebook page? I can't remember.
All right.
That's where that search is, at the Facebook page.
We have it in the newsletter and published it on Facebook as well, and just ask people to respond to mail at Lockhart or to ring the office and to not only express their interest but to indicate their preference for online or face-to-face so we can get an idea.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I put
it
on my page, my council page as well.
Okay. We're on page 7.
Can I ask a question?
You may.
The second item on page 7. What was the name of the last item on page 6?
Talking comment, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, so we're referring to the IPART review of the local government financial model and the external audit arrangements. The question. They were separate issues and separate items on the agenda,
right.
But they are related. And what you know, in relation to the IPART review, we resolved to make a submission at the appropriate time.
Yep.
When we discussed the external audit arrangements and in particular the increased cost,
right.
We said, let's take that up and make that submission to that part inquiry.
Right.
So that's how they link.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, they were separate items on the agenda.
Okay. You okay with that, Councillor Matthews?
Yes, thank you.
Right, so we've got page 8. Councillor Driscoll?
Just wondering the expressions of interest to the 355 management committees. If we are on council but also part of the 355, can we put our hand up to be a part of that or do we have to abstain from that?
It's just for the training.
It's for the guru training, but it's also committee information handbook.
It's all about information, so I'll
see
what you. Where was that?
It's the updated section 355 committee information handbook.
Is it under the policy reviews? I think it might be.
Oh, policy reviews. Expression of interest be invited. Yeah. Oh, no. If you're on a 355 management committee, I don't know.
I read that during the week.
Sorry.
I read that during the week, actually, that the councillor can have a vote on 355.
Yep. So what you're saying is that we can have a committee member and a councillor go to these things, because it's only one from a committee meeting, from a committee.
One representative.
I suppose, we might have framed it that way in the beginning because of the cost. So it's a question of what investment we make. But we can revisit that depending on the amount of interest out there.
Right, integrated water cycle, we'll get to that in the body of the report.
Mr. Mayor, if I could just jump into the first item on the next page, yep. Page 9. As recently as today, I just received some concept plans for, you know, Magnolia Lodge and the youth flats, and also potentially for, you know, if we want to do something on our own land, Princhard Place. I thought if there was time in the budget workshop, I might have shown them. But, you know, we have got something. They're not detailed structural drawings. They're only conceptual, so to demonstrate what can fit on the land. So, I can show them to you later if time permits, or we can go forward with it and start a discussion with the Department of Housing, which is what the initial idea was.
All right, if we get time at the end, it'd be great. Are they in a...
We can shut them
up. Screen. Great. All right. Right. This acquisition. Right. Have we had any update on Emily Street, Mr?
No, Mr. Mayor. We were asked for the information, we supplied that. We're asked for further information again, and we have supplied the second lot. So it's a bit past.
All right, I was speaking to Dr. Joe the other day, and he said to let him know if we don't, because he's in Parliament this week, so we might give him a tingle and let him know that we still haven't got a decision from that. Because we got the money, haven't we?
Yeah.
Right. Page 10, anything? Page 11?
Yes, please.
Councillor Driscoll?
The scooters and skateboards, etc. down, the sign's still there on the fence that says that they're not allowed, and yet we have got confirmation here that they're not going to mark the surfaces. So I was wondering if that sign could come down, and the gate's unlocked now, so thank you very much for doing that. But it's a great little area, especially in the sun. They can get underneath that shade area there and have a wander around on their scooters and bikes and stuff. So can the sign come down?
Through you, Ms. Mayor. So you were talking about the netball court.
Yes. So in the park, you've got no dogs on the outside, which is fine. But on the entrance gate to the actual netball court, as you look out on the netball, it says no bikes, no scooters, no scooters.
Could I take that one on notice? Because it won't be the issue of the scooters damaging the surface. It will be more about scooters and other users, possibly the conflict if netballers are training or playing or whatever. I would just like to get some advice on what our requirements are in terms of signages at the playground, if I could. If it's no issues coming down, that's fine. But we do have signs up at all of our playgrounds that do have warning. So I would imagine the sign wasn't there because of the surface of the netball court, the surface being damaged.
Yeah.
But that with that type of sign, you would find at most facilities like that where there is potential for a conflict of people playing a sport and having balls being thrown around, people not particularly concentrating on what's happening around their area, and a child on a scooter or something like that. If I could take that on notice, and I'll come back to you with
some. Yeah, that's fine. And I don't actually mind that sign if you take the other end of the park. So I don't have scooters and bikes in the actual park area. I think that's, you know, that sign there is really relevant. But yeah, it's the, when you see it, it just looks like it refers only to that netball area. So, thank you.
Councillor Matthews.
Two quick things. Councillor Hunter raised biodiversity last time. It says the Environment Officer is investigating options and report prepared for future meetings. I'd bring to the attention a letter that came from the Progress Association in September last year, which there hasn't been a response to, with regards to a range of issues with regards to trees. There's school tree days, there's national tree days, there's lots of things and whatever that a lot of councils do. And Warby City Council, I prepared the information the program sent it off. So I'd like that to be taken into consideration as well, because the program has never got a response to that letter back in September last year. And it also is in relation to, you know, getting council doing joint ventures, planting trees, all that sort of stuff. There's a whole range of issues there that possibly needs to be considered along with that one.
A progress wrote to council?
A progress wrote to council.
Right.
September last year.
And we haven't responded. The general manager will be right on to that.
Yes. And the other one was the Brookon Creek. I must have interesting that noted there were cats around the creek and requested the matter be referred to the compliance officer. The compliance officer said refer to local land service who are responsible for feral cats. And I'm not sure what that actually means. Does it mean that nothing's going to happen, or is it they're going to all these land local services people are all going to start coming out and popping cats or something?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. So, yeah, the compliance officer has lodged to the local land services, like the comment saying that there's a problem with feral cats within the Brookhorn Creek.
Did he not pull up at all, or was he just taking my word for it? I was just taking the word of the cat, the ratepayer, I assume.
Yes.
I'll
and when we come out and see them.
We could follow up local land services to see if they're going to send anyone out or what they're going to do about it.
I was interested why that became, but no longer was part of the, so feral cats, local land services, non-feral cats are just on the loose, now compliant officer. Is that how the differentiation is?
Yeah. So generally, like our compliance officer deals with companion animals, so your dogs and your cats, and generally they're microchipped. So if he was to catch a companion animal, he'll scan the animal.
If you got one that wasn't microchipped?
By legislation, we have to hold it for 7 days, and then,
Take it the other way.
And then,
I remember about 18 months ago, we were having a lot of trouble with back lanes and cats, and they were paying the bum. Anyway, I think the compliance officer did some work on that and tried to clean it out.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't the compliance officer, I don't know, because a lot of them were wild and they weren't. So I'm interested this time, we've now gone through the land service. I'll be interested to see what actually happens. All right. Thank you very much.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Just quickly.
Councillor Rockman?
I'm just on the lighting. I presume I was meaning the actual lighting down the also down the main street on that. It just comment says it's been completed and adjusted. Lighting has been
through you, Mr. Mayor. Is that a reference to the fairy lights?
Yeah.
I think that's listed separately further down.
That one you can adjust them.
I think that was to do with the toilets and they're perfect now. I checked them today.
They are.
Right, we're on to page 12. Page 13. And correspondence, recommendation that status report and correspondence be received. Mover. Thank you, Councillor Matthews. Seconder, Councillor Sharp. Questions, comments? If not, I'll put that. All those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Staff reports, item 1, ANZAC Day 2024 commemorations. Recommendation is that Council determine its representative to participate at the respective ANZAC Day ceremonies and to lay a commemorative brief on behalf of Council. I have a mover. Councillor Driscoll, Councillor Sharp. Can we have some names?
I'll be right.
I'm happy to go to Pleasant Hills.
You'll be at Pleasant Hill. You'll be at Lockhart.
I'll be at Lockhart.
You at Lockhart. Good. We'll have three at the Rock.
Well, I'm happy to go either.
I'll go to Huron Creek.
Jane, Councillor Walker to Huron Creek.
I'll go to 6 o'clock. Because you'll be 10
o'clock. Cooking breakfast, yeah.
Anyway. I like the vice president's move that the mayor shouldn't be doing that, but anyway, Okay, so we've got Councillor Walker, Huron Creek, Councillor Matthews and Day at Lockhart, Councillor Sharp at Pleasant Hills, and Councillors Driscoll, Verdon and Marsden at the Rock.
Yeah.
All covered. We got all that?
Beautiful.
Put that then, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Bookron Creek Master Plan. Very enjoyable reading.
Yeah.
Recommendation of the Bookron Creek Master Plan as presented be adopted. Did you want to say anything, Matt, before that? You've done all your. Do you like to move? Second it? Councillor Sharp, questions, comments?
I see we've reduced toilets. Numbers, mate.
Just one on the completion date. Until the 26 to complete the project. Is that doable?
Mr. Mayor, that's a reference to the grant we have, which will only obviously be an initial stage of the master plan.
Yes.
It certainly doesn't relate to implementing the whole master plan.
That's right.
Yeah,
very ambitious.
Give me a plan.
No, that's very good, and it's great.
good community feedback, and obviously a lot of time and effort went into it, and hope we all live to see it finished. There we go. All right, I'll put that. All that's in favour. Stay on. Against Gary.
Item three, integrated water cycle management plan. Lockhart sewage treatment plant. And the recommendation is that council adopts a draft integrated water cycle management plan with the following amendment. Reference to financial years be removed and replaced with years 1 to 30.
Amendment if I could, do I?
You want to move an amendment?
Yes, please.
Okay. And what was your amendment?
The council will not adopt the draft written until there are further meetings and reports on the community issues regarding sewage and report back to council. I'm asking for a month and a half to prepare a full investigation, and by going ahead with the draft as presented in the papers, it does not cover the issues in council and representations made to council.
Have you written that out?
I have.
Can you give that to...
I will.
Do I have a seconder? But we put it up, so I didn't quite hear it all, Councillor Hayes. So, please.
The motion is not the amendment because we didn't have a. The recommendation was never moved to the initial motion. I think the recommendation was moved.
No, we didn't move the recommendation, yeah. Well, that was a recommendation, yes. It's an amendment. Yeah, but if it's adopted, it becomes the recommendation.
Really only amendment if it's amending a motion, but we never had a motion.
Well, I put...
I think you invited someone to move the
recommendation. Yes, sorry. Stand corrected, Councillor Dale. I need to accept the motion first before I can accept an amendment.
Okay. Okay. I don't want to say anything to the motion.
It is the motion.
Right. I think that Councillor Dale's motion is the motion.
Yes, it is.
Council is not obligated to move the recommendation. It's only an officer's recommendation. And before anyone moved the recommendation, Councillor Day has moved the motion. That's how I see it anyway.
Just a question, Mr. Mayor. I mean, it's a draft. So in retrospect to anything really, it's not really worth anything.
Been on the public exhibition. This is to adopt. This is to adopt.
So it wouldn't be dropped.
Wouldn't be dropped.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say we have an motion by Councillor Day that the council does not adopt the draft written. Is that I?
As written, maybe it should be.
Draft as. As written, until there are further meetings and reports on the community issues regarding sewage and report back to council. That decision be delayed by a month and a half to prepare a full investigation. By going ahead with the draft as presented in the papers, it does not cover the issues in council and representations made to council. Now, do I have a seconder to that? I will second that for the motion for the purposes of debate. And did you want to speak to that, Councillor Day?
Well, after going to their meeting, I really think that we need to listen to the community and they know that we are listening. I think that that's very important.
Thank you. Mr. Director, did you want to make a comment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess just in terms of if this the issues, Councillor Day, the ones that were presented today, they're the ones you're seeking more feedback on, is that? I guess my other comment would be the draft as adopted is what would become eligible for funding. When we had the meeting with the community, I raised with them that
you know, Lockhart needed to grow. We had to have more residential areas. Obviously, the sewering of South Lockhart would allow the reduction in lot sizes, and, you know, housing is a big issue, which is why South Lockhart was chosen. There's already electricity, roads, water, already supplied to that area compared to, I guess, the comment, well, you know, was, have we looked at other areas? Well, other areas, you know, doesn't currently have water, electricity, roads already built, whereas South Lockhart already has all that infrastructure. And it's also located fairly close to the existing treatment plant. So that was, the reason why, you know, South Lockhart was obviously looked at increasing the sewer there, which would result in all residential land becoming available. The lot sizes could be reduced because you need a certain size lot for a septic. So I understand that the submissions were made, and particularly the one around the naming of, you know, an integrated water cycle management plan. I think if you asked anyone what that means, most people would have, you know, would say, well, I don't know what it means. So that, I think that's a fair comment to say perhaps we should have more information about what some of the proposals were in it so people can see. The information they put in their submissions, I don't know that changing anything in the plan, I mean, the main issue seemed to be about the payment of that they've made their payment and not having to pay the rate. So that's not really anything to do with the technical information that's in the IWCM. Not to say that's not an issue that should be looked at, but the draft document wouldn't necessarily include those issues in there.
Yeah, if I can, Mr Mayor, I'd actually just like to say that I'd like it to continue on, because if we don't put a draft in, we haven't got it, and about a month or whatever we delay things, it's just asking for funding. Now, their biggest problem was that they're not being spoke to. Not that the actual plan's going ahead, they said it quite a few times. They said, well, you know, we're not against that. They both said it, but they're just not being spoke to. Now, the other problem was compensation, the hooky. Now, once again, that's got nothing to do with funding from the government, that's council. And that will come up whenever or if this comes up. It won't be done any other time bar then. So once again, that's really got nothing to do with the draft. So I wouldn't like to see it not go forward. I would like to see it go forward. We have problems with our sewerage. We know that. We know that for a fact, because they have come back and said, your sewerage is not compliant. So the quicker we get onto it, the quicker we might be able to see a solution or something. Put it off. How long do we put it off? Like, next time it comes through, we have more people. I wouldn't like to see it put it personally.
And just another thing, I mean, community consultation program for this, I'm guessing. And we probably haven't started any of that, really, have we?
Can I, just in discussion with the GM and with your concurrence, Councillor Day, perhaps an amendment to say that we proceed with a caveat that the sewering of South Lockhart is subject to further consultation?
Absolutely.
You'd be happy with that?
Yes.
All right. So we're not holding up the process, but
yes. And then when the time comes, we can consult with them all and work out whether we're going to help them or whether we're not going to charge them, whatever we're going to do.
It may not be next council, it might be the council after.
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So maybe if we can we amend that to second it, that council adopts the draft with the caveat that the sewering of South Lockhart is subject to further consultation.
Okay.
Ongoing consultation?
Further consultation.
I mean, that's the biggest problem.
Because we can't consult until we get the money.
Yeah.
Right? Or we're going
to drop.
The community consultation.
Yeah, there will.
I won't give you the money.
The biggest problem is we've got a out of compliance sewer.
And that's acceptable to you, Councillor Day?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll put that motion then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Infrastructure for the long-term needs, item four. Station. How come this still come, development still come under your watch?
Hey, haven't you let go?
Can I ask a question?
Wait till I have the recommendation of council that the information provided in the engineering and environmental services. So in future it will be totally different. Okay. Somebody move?
Yes.
Councillor Sharp, Councillor Rockwell.
Question, Councillor Matthews.
Yes, question. The parking down the rock staff is installed. Remember it's turning the avenue on, they look amazing. How'd they do it? Can we get some chairs for our centre tape? How can we get all that doing?
Well, they applied for a grant and got it.
That's what they did.
They got a grant.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You just... I thought they might be able to do this in my job.
And what, they get $7,000 or something?
Well, you got that grant.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Ourselves. Don't talk to me about that.
Right, you too.
Yeah. Mayor, is there any word? I keep forgetting your title, Jesse, but on what's happening is with the King Zone. Like, is there anything come through about anything happening there at all?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I believe just in regards to the site, they've had a contractor there over the last day or so. Just doing works to tidy up the site, like boarding windows up, but respective of the proposed development, I believe they're in the process of, they're trying to get finance for the development to go ahead, so they're chasing up potential people, businesses to lease the various buildings, shop fronts throughout the proposed.
Sorry, is it still
a
service station development, or is it?
Yeah, so it's a service station development, and then they've got a number of like a commercial building, potential spots to lease the business.
So nothing's coming up. Initial
planning. No. Neighbours. Okay. I should note that our tourism and development officer is assisting. Find
potential
tenant.
Well, there we go.
Very good. So any further questions? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Item five, installation of carport extension at 3 Ferrier Street Lockhart. The recommendation is that council refuse the variation to the front's setback for the proposed carport extension and that development application 38-24 be reviewed. Do I have a mover? Councillor Walker? Councillor Sharp? Good. Questions, comments?
Why would you refuse that one?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The main decision to recommend refusal was because non-compliant with the development control plan with regards to the front setback. And the issue with that, all I see is, if we approve this, then it creates a precedence throughout the whole street and a lot of other, houses throughout the street could apply to have a carport in front of their house, which could impact the streetscape.
Councillor Driscoll?
In the report, though, it says that there are existing ones prior to the council determination through whatever process they did, that are there already. So that some of the older houses already have that.
There are some existing verandas that are within the street.
set that, but for the DCP, it refers to the closest two houses within 40 metres of the development site, and yeah, average that setback. And the existing setback is in line with those two closest houses. And yeah, by allowing the setback exemption to go through, it will just create a precedence throughout the whole of the Shire, I believe, why developers will be able to come to council and say, well, what are the reasons for you exempting that development when we're proposing to do the same thing.
So it's moving, you're moving it, they want to move it forward to the road.
They want to extend it forward to the road.
That's just 3 metres.
3 metres.
So that would be already there.
The existing carport is in line with the existing house. They're wanting to extend it 3 metres forward of that. So the front setback will be 4.5 metres.
This was declined some other time, was it?
That's right. It was declined in 2016.
Yeah. I remember that.
I think I remember that.
Councillor Matthew. I went for a bit of a drive. Thought I'd have a look at number 3, Farrier Street. And it appears they've poured a slab. Must have been poured some time ago, I suppose. It doesn't look like it's a pretty slab. Number 17, Ferrier Street, which is just a street up, there's a crossroad, and then next to that, they sort of have a carport that considerably, it's not even covered up, you know, they haven't even got a roof over it, it's just the size of the wall, you know, it seems to be a long way further. I mean, I'm surprised that the precedent hasn't already been created.
So, it's funny you mentioned that. Development site, that's an unlawful development site. We're currently in the process of firing that up to remove that structure.
And some of these things took place before the DCP was adopted.
The ones were done a long time ago, and this one here, you said yes, you know, that does come out, the slab's poured, and I said, you can't stop them if that's been done.
Yeah. They definitely haven't had approval to.
Thank you.
Right, we have a mover and a seconder. I'm going to put it. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Councillor Driscoll, do you want your name recorded?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Item 6, Strategic Direction, Investment and Bank Balances Report. The recommendation is that the February 2024 investment and bank balance report be received and noted, and B, that the responsible accounting officer statement be noted and the report be adopted. Have a mover. Councillor Matthews. Seconder. Councillor Driscoll. Questions, comments? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Item 7 is policy reviews. The recommendation is that the following policies as presented be adopted. A, policy 2.2, disabled persons access. B, policy 2.3, response to incidents involving hazardous materials. C, policy 3.18, credit card and fuel card use. D, policy 3.23, employee assistance program and trauma counselling. And 2, at policy 2.4, environmental restoration emergency grant procedures be rescinded. Have a mover. Councillor Rockcliffe, Councillor Sharp. Questions, comments? I'm trying to read them now. Thank you. I'll put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Carried. Item 8 is guidelines for audit risk and improvement committees. Recommendation that council note the update in relation to council's compliance with the guidelines for risk management and internal audit for local councils in New South Wales issued by the Office of Local Government. And 2, allocate an amount of $53,000 in the 24-25 budget for the operation of Council's Audit Risk and Improvement Committee in compliance with the guidelines. Do I have a mover? Councillor Walker? Councillor Day?
I thought we only had $37,000 up there.
And we did, that was a reference to the increase compared to...
Oh, right.
Okay. Councillor Walker.
So that answers my question. So last year at 37, did you say?
No, I think currently it's around 15 or 16.
15 or 16.
I mean, what we quoted in the workshop was the amount of the increase taken to 53.
Sorry, the increase is 30...
37,
I think. 37,000. Plus the 30,000 for the audit costs.
And that's on the basis that we have a shared arrangement with, you know, five or six other councils. If we went it alone, it would be, you know, 3 times.
Thank you.
Cost of compliance. I have a mover and a seconder. Any further questions?
I have one question. I was interested, with respect, in halfway down, talked about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then with respect to 2, above is advised and expressions of interest for short reinvite for suitably qualified persons to act as chair of the audit risk and improvement. Each of these, that's fine. And then goes on, council would require to seek expressions of interest from suitably qualified persons to act as independent members of the ARIC. So what sort of suitably qualified, you know, what are we looking for there?
Well, it was outlined in the brochure that came out from the what you had to have, what you had to be an independent. You can't be a councillor, can't be employed by council.
That's right.
And I think you've got to have relevant...
I think that the list of qualifications is almost as long as the list of people that aren't allowed to be on it. For example, if you're a general manager that was employed by the council in the previous four months, or a councillor for the previous
four months. Where would he come from?
You don't want him coming back and covering the All right, I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. That brings us to questions and statements. Starting on my right, Councillor Rockcliffe.
Just one. The back lane between that goes down all of our beautiful EV stations needs dramatic repairs. Especially outside of one Belmar. It's very...
Yeah, thanks. Through Mr. Mayor, thank you. The issue there is the curb and gutter and the constant running of water, which is, there's always water sitting in that lane that's coming off the property from their...
I think it's their air conditioning unit.
The yes. So that whole curb and gutter section needs to be pulled up and re-poured. So it's not a simple fix because that water is always... It's basically going the wrong way, sitting in the road. You can't do anything because there's always... water in there, so
can you get the club to put the maybe to get the
maybe get it to run the other way, no way.
Well, I'll have to put it into the drain.
Yeah, I don't think there is any. There's no drain either. Anyway, it's on the list.
Is it? Yeah,
because also we've got to do the concrete, the curb in front of the bus stop.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get them both.
Yeah, it's
that's you.
Thank you.
Councillor Walker.
Just one thing, just a couple of weeks ago, a young fellow bloke died at the end of our road needing an EpiPen at an anaphylactic shock. And he drove from Milbourne trying to get back to Wagga. I'm just wondering, do we do anything about... I know everyone locally probably knows about Lockhart Hospital, but if you drove the other way to Lockhart, you'd be all right. So just is there enough information about Lockhart Hospital out there? Or I know they're probably in for locals, but I don't know how we sort of... Because, I mean, really, if you don't think of Lockhart Hospital as a place for the head to if you're in trouble.
Doesn't have access to an accident emergency.
It has... it leaves.
Something that Councillor Day might take up in her role with the...
I land the helicopter on the over.
Oh, right.
I need a dog, I
That's a good point.
It's not widely known, I don't think, that there's probably even a hospital in Lockhart.
No, well, even if it's coming from, say, Renault somewhere, they'll land the helicopter on the oval there, and they'll take them to the hospital, stabilise them, and take them straight across the...
It's just like for a lot of people,
yeah, outside, or
even on the road.
Yeah.
Lockhart's a close, you know, it's a long way to water if you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Do we have signage when we come into town about where the hospital is?
No. No, you're right. I don't think we do, no.
There's some blue signs somewhere I've seen. I think as you come down the main street, there's one that points to the left.
In the main street there is.
Yeah, but not on the edge of town, no. There aren't any, no.
But even just say when you ring an ambulance, just say, you know, I'm close to Lockhart. Because if you just say, we, you know, like they'll tell.
If you ring the triple O, they generally don't know where Lockhart
is. Oh, I'm going to Lockhart.
Speaking of ambulances, we recall some time ago that we received a letter inquiring about the possibility of an ambulance station at the Rock. I did have a phone call from Dr. Joe saying that they're not getting an ambulance station, but they're looking at a first stage of first responders that they might train some people at the Rock, and I told him about our new fire shed and all those things there and the SES. So probably in June or something, we might be hearing some more about that. That's
what they have in Henty.
Yeah.
They have the town urban fire brigade of the first responders.
Yeah.
And the ambulance has got to come from Lockhart or Holbrook, so they're always miles in front of them.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Anyway, slow progress. Thank you. Anything else, Councillor Walker?
No, that's all, thank you.
Councillor Sharp?
I'm good.
Sorry.
We had a lot to do with Lockhart Hospital recently, and it's brilliant, actually, the way they can have, if there isn't a medical practitioner here, they can do it through telehealth, and you know, it has been absolutely brilliant.
It's good to hear. It's good to hear. Councillor Matthews.
I had a phone call this morning from an ex-councillor who remained nameless. He was asking me for the Director of Engineering, Ed Sherman's crossing on Holly's Road. The funding was available apparently back in January and nothing's actually happened yet. Is that the situation as you're aware of?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, did you say Holly's?
Holly's Road, Ed Sherman's crossing.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to think where it's up to. The design has been completed. So yes, that's correct. The funding is available. So the first step was to get the design. So the next stage now is to invite contractors to tender for the work. So that's where it's up to. Yeah, so I've been getting the design finished, which it is now.
My next one, I think, Director of Finance, wasn't Director Newt. The airstrip, you're the communication between the airstrip and the council. Is that your role, or do you have a role there?
There are 355 committees.
So 355 committees, okay. The hangar up there, they're getting a bit toey about everything. They want to use the hangar there and charge the people that are members of the 355 committee, apparently, $50 a month or something to be part. But there is a glider in there which is not operable and hasn't been able to be moved, who the owner is and whatever. And were you looking at that for them?
Previous years, yes, I was. Last meeting I had with the representatives of the committee, they were going to discuss amongst themselves and work out some fees and charges, and come back to me. I haven't...
It must have worked out, but they're worried about who's the hangar. They want to get the plane out of the hangar.
Yeah, I need to update them on that.
They also said that the other thing is the camera that's mounted there, they say, on the western end. From the western end, it's not going to be seen, the planes, because quite often the planes might fly in, arrive at the western end, and they won't go any further because there's too much car keyword there a bit further. So they hang around there, so they won't actually pass past where the cameras. Just a bit of feedback. Thank you very much.
And you?
That's fine.
Thank you. Councillor Driscoll.
Just a question. I want to try and get our labyrinth going, which is the little garden across from the school. And now Julie's not the Parks and Gardens. Who do we liaise with now? So, because Progress would like to get some money. Oh, we've got the money. And get that going if we can.
Yeah. So, through Dave Fellows is the new manager of Parks and Gardens. So he was previously the team leader at the Rock. So you,
okay.
You probably know.
Yeah, fine. It's just to get that off the ground. And the umpire kids at the Rock have finished. Thank you, Director of Corporate, whatever. And I didn't mean to be disrespectful. I can't remember your titles. So the other thing is, thank you, Craig. When the netball one, when's that looking? I know you've said in the status report, end of February. I can't even get a key to get in there because the lock's not. You can't move the lock to get in there to see where they're up to. Where are they?
I'm trying real hard.
Why are you going down into the netball shed?
Well, we want to see if they've been finished.
3, Mr. Mayor. Look, I'm just doing blitz today, so I'm catching up on a whole lot of things. And I've sent a message to the builder. He hasn't got back to me, so as soon as he gets back to me, I'll
Thank you. I'm giving you break.
That's you, Councillor Driscoll. Councillor Day.
First one is could you tell me Council's position for childcare for the under 2-year-olds? There doesn't seem to be any provision made at the moment. This is through the Director of Corporate Services.
Through Mr. Mayor, yes, we've had representation from a family in Leichhardt that has an under 2-year-old and seeking I suppose council to want to engage with council about what we can do in that space. My understanding is that the current provider stay in play bought their certification to take under 2-year-olds, we haven't had any contact with them. I haven't had the opportunity to catch up with this family member yet. So I will do that and provide the feedback. But I'm not quite sure. We're a bit uncertain of what council could do in this space. I think if it's a compliance issue, hopefully stay in play, hopefully addressing those compliance issues to become compliant again. Otherwise, it's difficult. Space to, get into. But I'll make some arrows and provide an update to council when I do. Thank you.
Another one, Craig, thank you so much too for the mini mates. I think they're the 3 or 4-year-olds that are getting together as parents and we're using the supper room. Thank you for that. Well, good to you. Has there been any updates on the costings? Because that wasn't covered when I read it in the last business paper on how volunteers are going to be recognised in Lockhart Shire. The costings last time.
Can I take that on notice?
The street sweeper. What days does it operate?
This morning.
I know. It's like they missed it from.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, there isn't a set schedule at the moment, so we're still working at all. There isn't a set roster, unfortunately.
It's interesting because we stay at home, and I just wondered whether
Councillor Dale, I'll give you a bit of warning. We're in Mogarin. You hear them coming, you get out, you move your car, and you get your blower back as quick as you can. That's the only warning you get. And that's they can come in like any time, which is fine. I know, but it's nice to know the day. But someone's always parked in front of your house, and hitting them in. All right,
Councillor Martin.
With two very important ones,
Mayor.
The sign on Rods Road has disappeared again. Okay. Rod, the name Rod should be banned. And I'd just like to follow up with Councillor Day's thing about street sweepers. We had a couple of complaints in the Rock that they're sweeping, but they're not doing anything. They're just going past and they're still cutting the gutters. They're not doing a half on the road instead of being right in the gutter, and there's no cars there. So it's, I think they're just.
And
very dusty. Yeah, they're very dusty and there's no water running. So I think they, when it's hit the mist, it's more mist than here.
Having their brushes, were they?
I don't think your brushes are on the ground. Yeah. If we can do it, when they've gone through, if you can have an inspection and just have a look to see how they perform, rather than just going up down the road, it's not a happy thing.
I've just got one, Mr. Director. I accosted in the club the other night about a man who had to buy a new tyre, and because the lane at the back of Emily Gardens was drove into a big hole. So I know you've got the track lanes on your program there, but maybe, of course, we get a lot of trucks and everything into the back of that Emily Gardens there for the deliveries, etc. It might be appreciated if we could have a look at that.
Is that the drain, where the drain is? Is that which?
No, I think it might be where you come in through, past the medical centre and around there.
Yeah. There's a big pit.
Is there?
Yeah.
All right. All right, I'm waiting for you, Lars.
Jesse, do you have anything you want to think? Yes, ma'am. Mr. Director?
No, thank you, Mr.
Sorry, Mr. Director. Mr. Director?
All good, thank you, sir.
All good.
The General Manager's just going to show us some concept plans for those while we're still in session.
Yeah. These aren't full structural drawings, they're really just conceptual. The main purpose to begin with was to start a conversation with the Department of Housing, as Council resolved some time ago. This is Magnolia Lodge, and all it's really doing is indicating that we can there is space to provide another three flats, similar scale, if you just pan back out that area, similar to the existing ones, which are in the rectangle there. The size of the proposed ones does overlap a little bit with where there's some existing carport. So the intent, if we did proceed with this, the intention would be to there's plenty of space between the two buildings to have a whole row of carports for all six. So that's just really demonstrates you can fit another row if you wanted to, and funding to become available. And if we just go to the new flats one, condition, see what we would fit there. So, to the left are the existing buildings. We didn't give much of a brief to the people preparing these plans in terms of size. What they have put here is two three-bedroom units with double garages, which really means you could go with that, or, you could probably have space to go. Instead of two units, have three, but maybe with carports instead of garages and so forth. So, as I say, it's only to start the conversation, but, it gives an idea of the potential. So if council's comfortable, I'm happy to go back to the department and, as I say, start that conversation. A lot of the issues won't be just about what can fit in those spaces, but what the department would be willing to fund, because if it came with, grant money, it may be locked into a certain type of tenant, whereas we might be wanting to, attract central workers and all that.
Going to be my question. Obviously, the other's a youth flat, but that wouldn't be...
That's right. So, at the moment, there's restrictions on who can be in the youth flats.
Mm.
In our initial negotiations with the department, they did say they would be prepared to review that. But I don't know if that necessarily means they'll
let us put wherever we like, that might broaden attention beyond just young people, but that may still have to have, you know, come within the under the banner of social and accordingly, as an example, I don't know.
It's not just using them at the moment, I don't think, is it?
I don't think it is anyway. I don't know.
A question on the first one on the Magnolia. I'm sure I've asked a question, but I do struggle with this one, and that is the Magnolia one. Are they the flat? We own the flat.
Yeah, so these are the flat, yeah, because obviously the other ones we can't do
anything. We can't do anything with them.
Not at the moment, anyway.
That's right, till later. Sorry,
the one. And these ones we don't own outright. We're not with the department, so it's the same issue.
The same issue.
If they do provide the funding, we're going to be locked into their.
They might sell it for a dollar, mate, you never know.
Yeah. I might win lotto.
The other alternative is, you know, something that we plan to do for council down the track. We've done residential subdivisions in the past, whether it's in Rock or Green Street West at Lockhart, we people put them all on the market and told them. This time we're saying maybe we might want to hold back one or two lots and put our own rental accommodation on. So again, here's a couple of examples where they looked at actual lots in the approved plan to see how a couple of unit developments could fit in. And they've also given us a plan for a four-bedroom home on one, you know, if we want to go down that track. So, and that's an example of somewhere where it's our land, we're in total control.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to fund it ourselves, but we'll decide who goes in and don't have to, you know, satisfy anybody else.
The need for nurses and all that sort of stuff at the moment is still significant.
That's right. Yeah, so that's the poor bit of
money.
We need to come back to council and get a decision, I suppose, as to, you know, you are whether or not you are willing to hold some back and whether you are willing to invest the money to you know, build some rental accommodation and have that as an income stream, but you're up for the capital cost to begin. And while I've got the opportunity, I might just show you, I've got the concept plans. Well, I think the ones for the Rock Community Centre have been sort of published before, but just in case other councils haven't seen them. These are currently out to tender at the moment, and tenders close tomorrow. So we'll probably have a report on the evaluation of tenders by the April meeting. And I've recently seen the plans for the Lockhart Community Gym, which haven't gone to tender yet. They're still finalising the tender docs. But this is a little bit more of a basic building. Just an indication of the progress and where we're at.
All right, all happening. Okay.
That's around there though. The youth flats are at the back of the teachers, aren't they?
No, we're talking about Drummond Street.
Aren't the front ones the teachers? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Front ones are too bad. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, it's the same title. It's on the same title that we still have that whole side vacant. That's not a separate one.
Yeah. Because the front ones, I think, are teachers. Yeah, I thought
that. All right, councillors, Peter, do you have anything else you want to know?
No, thank you.
All right, Matt, you're right. Sarah, you're okay? Good. Okay, with that, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you all for your attendance.